Area authorities are investigating after a store in Marshall was robbed at gunpoint last night. According to a release from the Marshall Police Department, law enforcement officers from multiple agencies responded to Casey's General Store at 121 East Eastwood Street just before 9:30 p.m. for a reported armed robbery in progress. Marshall Police officers, Saline County deputies, and Missouri State Highway Patrol troopers arrived on the scene in minutes, but the suspect had already fled. Employees and customers in the store described the perpetrator as approximately 6 foot tall, around 180 pounds, wearing a black stocking cap, black sweatshirt, black mask, black gloves, and black sweatpants. They said the robber entered the store and pointed a handgun at the employee who opened the register. The man took the money tray and ran north on Odell Avenue. Anyone with additional information regarding this incident is urged to contact the Marshall Police Department at 660-886-7411 or via email at info@marshallpolice.com. Authorities in Sedalia are looking for help from the public to find a man charged with robbing a bank the day after Christmas. According to an updated post on the Sedalia Police Department's Facebook page, a subject entered the central bank at Sedalia at 400 West Broadway and demanded money from an employee. After obtaining the money, the subject left the area on foot to an awaiting vehicle. The subject driving the vehicle was identified as 52-year-old David Graves of Sedalia, who was arrested on December 27th and has been charged with a felony for stealing. On January 3rd, the bank robber was positively identified as 35-year-old Brian L. Jones of Lincoln, Nebraska. On January 4th, a warrant for felony stealing was issued for Jones, whose current location is unknown. If you have any information as to Jones's whereabouts, you are urged to contact the Sedalia Police Department at 660-826-8100 or your local law enforcement agency. You can see pictures of Jones with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. A portion of a rural route in Saline County will be closed for a couple more hours this afternoon. According to a spokesperson for MoDOT and Marshall, due to culvert replacement, Route YY from South Lincoln Avenue to 210th Lane will be closed. Work, which started at 7 a.m., is scheduled to last until 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Marshall Public Library Board of Trustees is scheduled to meet later this evening. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to hear reports from the treasurer, librarian, and several committees. There's also a closed executive session on the agenda for the board to discuss legal and personnel matters. Meeting is scheduled to begin at 5:15 in the meeting room at the library at 214 North Lafayette Avenue. And two Odessa residents suffered minor injuries in a two-vehicle traffic crash in Lafayette County yesterday. Report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a vehicle driven by 26-year-old Ryan Bird was stopped roadside to deliver mail and was struck in the rear by another northbound vehicle driven by 29-year-old Jason Stevens. Stevens reportedly refused transportation to the hospital, and Bird told first responders he would seek his own treatment. Crash happened just after 12:30 p.m. on Missouri Highway 131 at Mount Tabor Road. KMMO News Time is 12:35. Alan Eugene Dove, age 57, of Green Ridge, died earlier today. Arrangements are pending at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Funeral services for 56-year-old John Henry Deathridge, a lifelong resident of Concordia, who died Friday, will be at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia, where visitation begins at 9 a.m. Burial with military rites will follow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Services for 87-year-old Jim Mueller of New Franklin, who died Friday, will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow at New Franklin United Methodist Church. Burial with military honors will follow at Mount Pleasant Cemetery in New Franklin. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening at Marklin Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin. Mass of Christian burial for 93-year-old James Robert Green of Sedalia, who died Saturday, will be at 10 a.m. on Thursday at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, where prayers of the rosary will begin at 9 a.m. and visitation will follow until service time. Burial will follow at Calhoun Cemetery. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 96-year-old Judy Schleter of Concordia, who died Sunday, will be at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Concordia, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 53-year-old Jeff Lubrick of Marshall, who died Saturday, will be at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery. Celebration of life service for 61-year-old Michael Devine of Nelson, who died Sunday, will be at 6 p.m. on Thursday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 5 p.m. Funeral services for 95-year-old David Holst of Fayette, who died yesterday, will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday at Fremont Fries Funeral Home in Glasgow, where visitation will be held from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday. Burial will follow Friday's service at Walnut Ridge Cemetery in Fayette. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.